everyone, and welcome to episode 25 of the Solitary Heathen Witch podcast. It's been a long time. This episode, I'm going to give you an update on where I've been and talk briefly about the Norns. The last time I recorded was around the time I had to travel when my great-grandmother passed away. It was less than a year since I had lost my aunt that I was pretty close to, and emotions definitely hit me in waves. I've struggled to find the time to record an episode or even figure out a topic to discuss. So much was going on around me that I had no control over, and I'm one of those people who have stressed on what I cannot control, and I've been working on trying to let this go. Some people believe in fate, that what happens in our lives is beyond our control. Some believe our fates are determined by some supernatural power, a god or goddess. In Greek and Roman mythology, our destiny is thought of as a thread spun, measured, and cut by the three fates. You might remember them in the Disney Hercules if you watched it when you were a kid, where you had the three older looking women who shared one eyeball and they would cut the threads with scissors. In Norse mythology, the threads of fate are spun by the Norns. They are three sisters who determine the fate of gods and humans. I will most likely pronounce some of this wrong. You guys hear me say this a lot. So in the Völuspá, it reads, "I know an ash tree, name's Yggdrasil, a high tree, speckled with white clay. Dewdrops fall from it upon the valleys. It stands, forever green, above earth's well. Three wise women live there, by that well under that tree. Earth is names of one. Another is Verthandi, the third is named Skald. They carve men's fates, they determine destiny's laws, they choose the lifespan of every human child and how each life will end." And because the two books I'm referring to is the Poetic Edda, and you'll see the Völuspá in there. And this is the version translated and edited by Jackson Crawford. And then I'm also reading from Norse Mythology by Neil Gaiman. And in that book, they say there's different spellings and different ways of the names. So Earth or Urd means fate and determines our past. Verthandi or Verdandi, her name means becoming, and she determines our present. Skald, her name means that which is intended, and her domain is the future. And this reminds me also of the triple moon goddess, how we have the mother, maiden, and crone, our past, present, and future. And the Norns are deities in Norse mythology responsible for shaping the course of human destinies. You see this similarity across different pantheons. A lot of times they refer to our fate being spun like a web or our fate being a thread. There's looms or spools of thread that you will read and hear about in the different stories. They're also associated a lot with three women. Most of the time it is three sisters. Again, we have our past, our present, and our future. In Greek mythology, they're known as the Fates in English. I do not really know how to pronounce the other name. It's Moria, something like that. I don't know how to say it, sorry. But the Fates were the personifications of destiny. They were also three sisters. And the Fates were to ensure that every mortal and every divine, so any god and goddess, were to live out the destiny that was assigned to them by the laws of the universe. And for the mortals, humans, the destiny spanned their entire lives and was represented as a thread spun from a spindle. I cannot talk today. Generally, the Fates or the Norns or whichever pantheon you follow, whatever they are called, they are considered to be above the gods. as they are in the enforcers of fate or the creators of fate. In some different stories in Greek mythology, though, it has been said that Zeus can command them. There are different versions of different stories, so you're always going to find different things in regards to the fate and if a different god can basically overrule them or not. So I came to a point in my life where I told myself everything happened for a reason. If something did not work out, it was because there was something else planned for me, and I started to accept the fact that I had no control. This year had a lot of changes, and a lot of positive things happened after I accepted the fact that I didn't have control over everything. I started a new job, and my hard work was finally recognized, and I'm now being trained for management. I decided to go back to school to further my education, so I'm currently doing that right now. And I'm also officially a homeowner. This year has been full of changes, and I'm still adjusting, and I've been very busy. But I've become happier, not stressing myself on what I can't control, and believing that the Norns are weaving my fate. And that covers the main topic of today's episode. If you guys want to stick around a little bit, I'm just going to be going over some updates. So Samhain is coming up, and if you haven't already, check out episode 22. That is an episode that I did on Samhain. There are about 2 weeks until Samhain. I'm super excited. So if you want to learn more about it or ideas on how to celebrate, go check out episode 22. Another new thing coming is I am going to be doing a podcast with my cousin. And in this podcast, we are going to be talking about our different paths, our different journeys. She also kind of follows the witchy pagan path, but her journey is different than mine. So we're going to be talking about different ways that both of us practice. And we're also going to be talking about different mythologies. We're going to cover a lot of different mythology stories and a lot of different folklore and our opinions on each of these topics. So that podcast, there are no episodes yet, but if you want to keep an eye out, and I'll let you guys know when we do finally have our episode, it's going to be the Lunar Heart Podcast. So you will find it is LUNAR. Heart is spelled H-A-R-T. Reasoning for this is because heart is our maiden name, and that is the spelling of it. You can find us on Instagram. It is all one word, Lunar Heart Podcast. LUNARHARTPODCAST. You can go follow that Instagram. We don't have any postings at this moment, but if you go ahead and follow us, then you will be first to know when we post our episodes. So we will have that on there. We will also be sharing different witchy tips and information that we find will be useful for all of you guys. So this is something that is in the works, so I will keep you guys updated and let you know if any other updates to come. There are a lot of different things brewing in our cauldron of ideas that we want to share with you guys. So just stay tuned and I will update you more on that. You can also find me on Instagram, Solitary Heathen Witch, all one word. And send me a message if you have any ideas on new episodes, things, topics that you would like to hear for me to discuss. I'm open to ideas as I'm kind of in that brain fog right now, having a hard time brainstorming. So share whatever ideas, any topics that you would like me to cover, and then I will be reading those messages as well. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Blessed be.